We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Beis and Beis, and we are beginning approximately 7-8 lines from the top out of two dots. We just finished, I just want to speak out one more thing from the Gemara before that I didn't speak out, that when we force the Adoin, which means Reuven, to free his half of his Eved, so then the halacha is he has to free the Eved, but the Eved has to pay for half of his value, because it says in the Mishnah, V'kois lo ishtar, achatzi domov. He has to write a shtar. He has to write that he's going to pay. He owes money to Reuven, and they don't force him to have a monetary loss. You just force him to free the Eved in order for him to mekayim the mitzvah pruravu. But now let's see the Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah that a cheres shayit of a katan are potter from the mitzvah of re'iyah, of oil regal, and the mitzvah of carbon re'iyah. So what's a cheres? It's always a big discussion in the sugyas in Gemara. What's a cheres? A cheres is someone who can't hear, deaf, or he can't talk. Or both. So Zot the Gemara, Ketoni Cheres Dumin Shayit V'Katan. We're not passing the Cheres here from Riyah because he can't hear alone. We're doing it more because we're saying that he's Dumin Shayit V'Katan. Chazal knew that a Cheres who can hear and can talk is not a Bardas. Masha Inkein, a Cheres who could do one or the other is a Bardas. So since it says Cheres together with Shayit V'Katan, so we say Masha Shayit V'Katan Lav Bnei Deah. We're talking about a cheresh that's not a baradeya. We're talking about a cheresh who can't talk and can't hear, and that's type of cheresh we're potter from re'iyah. And we'll see, it sounds like right now, that someone who could talk and can hear, or could hear and can't talk, will be chayv in re'iyah. Only someone's la bardas is potter from re'iyah, because he's, only a cheresh who's la bardas is potter re'iyah, because he's not a bardas. But kamash v'lon, and it teaches us, like we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas, Kedetanan, Cheresh Dibur Chacham Chol Mokim, a Cheresh that we talked about in Shas all the time, is She'enu Shemei Ve'enu Medaber, someone who can't hear and can't talk. Ha'medaber Ve'enu Shemei, but if he could talk and can't hear, or Shemei Ve'enu Medaber, or he hears and can't talk, Chayiv, the halacha is that he is Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Tanina Laha, we also learned in the Braisa a similar thing. The Tanur Rabban learned in the Braisa, Ha'medaber Ve'enu Shemei, someone who could talk and can't hear, Zeru Cheresh. That's a cheresh. We call that a cheresh, but that's the cheresh. That's a bekeach. That's the call of bardas. Shemei v'ene medaber. Someone who can hear and can't talk. He's not called a cheresh. He's called the ilim. Zeh ilim. V'zeh rein kepikach al devrayim. And both of them are like a bekeach l'chol devrayim. And Rashi says, "Haynu kimastisim loy pata el a cheresh adam l'shayta." Only said a cheresh adam l'shayta is pata. How do we know we call someone who could talk and can't hear a cheresh and shemei v'medaber zeu ilim, and someone who could talk, could hear and can't talk is called the ilim? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Vani kecheresh lo yashma." I'm like a cheresh who can't hear. See, cheresh has to do not hearing. Uke ilim lo yiftach piv, and like ilim doesn't open his mouth. So you see, ilim means someone who can't talk, and cheresh means someone who can't hear. The boy is saying another way we know ilay means he can't talk. The amri inchi ishtaka malule. Ilim stands for ishtaka malule. His words were taken away. So upon him in our Gemara, just medayik that since it says shaita cheresh next to shaita v'katan, it means a cheresh she'ina medavir shmeya who is not a bardas. And we're not talking about a cheresh who can't hear alone. Tosis already mentions this, but the Turi Avin has as a kasha that we had in a Mishnah Megillah that a cheresh cannot lane the Megillah. And Tosafot already says that a cheresh can't lane the Megillah has to be someone who could talk, because if you can't talk, you can't lane the Megillah. So it's mashma b'diah, and there's a cheresh shayit v'katan. So you see, sometimes it says cheresh shayit v'katan even by a cheresh who is a bardas. So that's a Turi Avin asks, and he has a problem with that. He has other problems in our Gemara also, ayin sham. But upon him, what we are being medayik in our Gemara at least is, and this is a kasha, but the Gemara holds the diyak, is that it's a cheresh dumah d'shayit v'katan, and that type of cheresh is potter because it's not a baradas. And then we brought in a brisa that says that a medaber ben shmeya is a pekeach chol devrayim, and Rashi says that that's a raya from our Mishnah also, that a cheresh is a pekeach, which we actually don't exactly see from our Mishnah, which is also one of Turi Evan's questions. Look there. Zok to Gemara Vayta. So we made a bedik for our Mishnah. The medaber ben shmeya, shmeya medaber is chayiv. It sounds like we're learning that someone who could talk and can't hear, or hear and can't talk, is chayiv in re'iyah. Freiting marakasha, v'atayim unten abraisa, medaber v'ne shemeya, shemeya v'ne medaber, potter. Someone who can't talk, or can't hear, only has one deficiency, you said in the braisa, you're potter from re'iyah. So, chayiv it's a stira. Omra vina v'teima rava, chesuri mechsura. There's something missing in our Mishnah. And Eich and Ami, we're going to tell you that someone who has one deficiency cannot is not chayv in Riyah. Everyone's chayiv in Riyah and Shalmi Simcha. Chutz mecherish hamedaber v'ena shemeya or shemeya v'ena medaber. That those people should put them in Riyah, after being put in Riyah, chayiv v'simcha. They're put in Riyah and chayiv v'simcha. Why the chayiv v'simcha? Because they are a bardas. They're a bardas. Just Riyah, we'll see in the Gemara, on tomorrow's Daf Gimel, we learn from a pasuk from Hakel that they're potter. But the one deficiency, they're a bardas. So the chayiv and simcha. They're potter and Riyah. That's found the Braisa, and that's what we learn on Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes further. Ve'es she'ein eloi shemeya v'leim adaber, which is the cherish as dermet ha'shoita, ve'es she'ein eloi shemeya v'leim adaber v'shoita v'kata, and potter af min ha'simcha, potter from all mitzvahs. Ho'yob du'um kol mitzvahs amuris v'tayrah. Since they're potter from all mitzvahs amuris v'tayrah. Now, Be'etzem, it's a little bit shver because Noshim are also chayiv and simcha and potter from Riyah. So in the first part of this Chzuri Master, you could have included Noshim as well. Ladies are chayiv and simcha and potter Riyah. So Tosfos says, you don't want to mention it because the Mishnah had to be set together. Cherish, Tkerosh, Shait, V'Katan. We don't want to mix it together. Tayinah Mehachi. We talk and learn to the Braisa. The same idea. Kol chayavim v'Riyah v'simcha. Everyone's chayiv Riyah and simcha. Chutz v'Cherish, Hamadabin, and Shemeya. And Shemei Ben Medabesh of Tumer Aria, someone who has one deficiency, they can't hear or can't talk, is Potem in Aria, Vaf Apisha, Potem in Aria, Chai Vesimcha, he's Chai Vesimcha. The S, Shein Elo Shemei, Ben Medaber, Beshoit of the Katon, someone who can't hear, can't talk, therefore he's not a Bardas, and a Shoit and Katon, Paturim Afmana Simcha, they're Potem even from Simcha. Hoyle Paturim Kol Mitzvah of Torah, because they're Potem all mitzvahs. So, upon what we're coming out after our Chsuri Mechshura and the Spraisa, that even in our Mishnah, we're learning that the only time that a Cheresh, even if he has one deficiency, he can't talk or can't hear, he's part of Riyah. But he's a Bardas, Chayav V'Simcha. The reason why the Mishnah bunches Cheresh, Chayav Shoyt V'Katan, is teaching us that he's part of Simcha and from Riyah, because he's not a Bardas. So there's a Chilek, two types of Cheresh. A Cheresh that can hear alone is Chayav and Simcha and part of Riyah. But a Cheresh who can hear and can talk is not a Bardas, part of everything. And Metz Shem, on tomorrow's Daf Gimel, will learn why a Cheresh that has one deficiency is Potter in Riyah.